The telecom industry has urged the government to address challenges of high spectrum prices, scarce availability, digital literacy gaps, and limited broadband access to help move the country toward a digital Pakistan. Structural challenges such as overpriced and scarce spectrum, digital literacy gaps, and limited broadband access must be urgently addressed, said Jazz CEO Amir Ibrahim at the Pakistan Digital Foreign Direct Investment, DFDI, Forum 2025. While speaking during a panel discussion titled DFDI Landscape, Insights and Actions, he emphasized that challenges such as broadband expansion, digital banking, and digital education cannot be addressed by the private sector or NGOs alone. The government must play an enabling role sometimes by intervening, and at other times by stepping back, he said. On spectrum pricing, he was unequivocal. Spectrum is the foundation of broadband connectivity, yet it has historically been mispriced. The upcoming auction offers an opportunity to fix this and enable digital growth, he remarked. If Pakistan is to lead in the digital era, it must shift from a whole-of-government to a whole-of-country approach, mobilizing every sector, stakeholder, and citizen around a shared digital vision, he said, and stressed that digital investment is not merely about capital, it is also about building confidence in Pakistan's talent and potential. We're already a generation behind in tech. Without embracing artificial intelligence, AI, local large language models, data centers, and fast internet, we risk falling two generations behind, he cautioned. The panel featured key voices from across sectors, including United Nations Development Programs, UNDP, Samuel Risk, Contour Software's Bilal Mahmood, Milliman's Dermot Corey, AI Doctrine Incorporated's Naeem Mirza, and the Digital Cooperation Organization's Rao Mehroz Khan. In a separate session titled Opportunities for the Telecom Sector in the Digital Era, Asif Aziz, President Enterprise Solutions at Jazz, called for a strategic shift in the telecom sector from providing basic connectivity to enabling full-scale digital ecosystems for enterprises. Pakistan has 197 million mobile connections, but now it's about enabling digital transformation across healthcare, logistics, manufacturing, and agriculture, he said. He also flagged the risks of prohibitive spectrum pricing. If it discourages investment in infrastructure, 5G will remain a theoretical promise. On affordability, Asif highlighted a critical gap, stating, while 40% of the population lives within mobile broadband coverage, many still don't use it. A basic smartphone costs 37-40% of a low-income household's monthly income, and import duties exacerbate this issue. Connectivity without affordability is connectivity in name only,